About 250 students, faculty, and their supporters held a march through Fresno today. When they arrived at CSU Fresno, they were joined by hundreds of more students who walked out of classes and joined the rally. Following the rally, dozens of students marched to the administration building and are currently engaged in a sit-in. That was the sound of hundreds of CSU Fresno students as they marched through the campus today, encouraging their fellow students to join them. Loretta Kinzinger, the coordinator of the Women's Studies Department and a member of the California Faculty Association, explains why she was at the march and rally.
Well, I'm here because the university, the public education system, K through college, is under threat. It's under threat in the state of California, and it's under threat nationwide, and it's a day where we're taking it back. It is public education. It needs public support. It needs to not be privatized, and we need quality education. Education that leads to creativity, education that leads to new ideas and new thoughts. So we need to fully fund education.
A theme at the rally, and with many of the participants at the march, was the need to reprioritize the state budget. Ashley Fairburn, a recent CSU Fresno graduate who is now working with the California Prison Moratorium Project, said that too much money is going to the prisons and not enough for education.
I'm here to make sure that within all this conversation about the stop the cuts and fund public education, we talk about and we recognize where that money went in the first place. And it's been going to prisons for much too long, and it's still going to prisons. So while we're losing our schools and we're losing our libraries and parks are getting closed or after school programs and all that, all these furloughs, we're still funding $12 billion for prison expansion and jail expansion. AB 900 is an assembly bill that was passed a couple years ago, and we want to make sure that people know about that and demand that it gets repealed.
Prison expansion is one of the few growth industries in the Central Valley. Ali Espinoza, a CSU Fresno graduate at the march and rally, also drew the connection between funding for schools and prisons.
Well, if there's money for prisons, there should be money for education. And I think that California and the rest of the states in this union need to get their priorities straight. If you don't provide education, then you cannot provide skilled workers. If you can't provide skilled workers, then jobs are going elsewhere.
Diana Blair, who is a faculty member in the communications department at CSUF, talked about how budget cuts were affecting her and the students she teaches.
I'm one of the faculty at Fresno State who's furloughed. The reality is we've got students who have seen their fees increase, but they're paying more for less. We've had over 200 faculty layoffs at Fresno State and over 1,000 classes canceled fall semester. This is delaying students' graduation. I care about the education of this state, and I really believe that a well-educated citizenry, a well-educated workforce is what's going to pull us through these budget crises.
Paul Oliaro, the Vice President for Student Affairs and the spokesperson for CSU Fresno today, said he supports efforts like the march and rally that are bringing attention to the need for more education funding.
Well, I think for Fresno State and the other 22 campuses, this has been a day of action to try to send a unified message to our legislature that says higher education is important, and higher education is part of the solution to resolving the state's economic problems. But for that to happen, for have an educated citizenry, we need to have more funding so that we can educate and bring to college all those students who really deserve to be here, and we haven't been able to do that.
After the rally at CSU Fresno, a group of several dozen students marched to the Joyal Administration Building, which they are now occupying. Ali Espinoza, a CSU Fresno graduate involved in today's march and rally, says there are about 50 students inside the building, and they will not leave until they have a larger voice in what takes place at the university. Reporting for Indy Media in Fresno, this is Mike Rhodes.